You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, here's the question. Which one are you supposed to keep? God's holy days or Satan's holidays? Should be a simple question. Now, I understand people keeping the satanic holidays. I used to do it before I learned that it was evil and it was wrong and it was a sin. So I can understand how other people can be deceived, because I was deceived also. But God tells us when his days are. He tells us when his Sabbaths are and when we're supposed to observe them. Here it is, out of your Bible. Why don't you grab yours and read along? Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Now, it's not Sunday, folks. It is Saturday. That is the biblical Sabbath. That is the day we're supposed to rest and worship God and fellowship with others that love him as much as we do, our brothers and our sisters in the Lord. This is the day God set aside for us to do all of that. Sunday is a work day. As offensive as that might sound to people, it's the biblical truth. Sunday is 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. That starts with Sunday, and it goes Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Friday's the preparation day, so later in the day, in the late afternoon, early evening, stop and get ready for the Sabbath. It's a blessing. It's the sign between God and his people. Ezekiel 20:20. The Sabbath shall be a sign between me and you that you may know that I am the Lord your God. It is the sign that God identifies himself with, and it identifies you as a believer and a follower of Jesus and a child of God. Don't reject who you are. Now, God tells us when his months begin. It's in the spring. It's not in the middle of winter on January 1st. It's in the spring. Exodus 12, verse 2. This month shall be your months, shall be your beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. It's when the leaves are coming out on the tree. It's when the birds are singing. It's when the flowers and the grass turns green and the flowers and the plants start to grow. Everything comes to life. It pictures Jesus being brought back to life. And Passover. God shows how a lamb will save your life every year. Has nothing to do with rabbits and eggs. I'm going to read this, and there's not time to do it today, so you have to come back tomorrow and listen. Starting in Exodus 12, verse 3. You want to get a head start? That's where we'll be. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.